This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. California's highest court has cleared the way for a star-studded recall election in 2 months' time. The state's governorship is up for grabs, and Republicans are being urged to rally behind celebrity candidate Arnold Schwarzenegger. President Bush has reportedly not ruled out campaigning for the former Australian bodybuilder. Nina Maria Potts reports.
California's Supreme Court says the recall election for governor must go on, despite a legal challenge from current governor Gray Davis. A day after Hollywood action man Arnold Schwarzenegger announced he wants to be governor, millionaire Republican Daryl Issa, who spent nearly $3 million to get the recall election underway and promote his own candidacy, announced tearfully he would not be running after all. Meanwhile, Democrats are in disarray over their party's leadership. Despite calls to stay off the ballot, senior Democrats such as Deputy Governor Cruz Bustamante announced they would run against Mr. Davis, ending his campaign to be the only Democratic candidate. Nina Maria Potts, Washington.
It's been almost 2 years since the anthrax outbreak, and the Trenton Mail Processing Center in Hamilton, New Jersey, where it all started, remains sealed. Now the U.S. Postal Service plans to start decontaminating the facility this November, with mail processing resuming by early summer 2004. Officials told those at a public hearing in Hamilton that the fumigation equipment is being installed. The cleanup is expected to run $55 million. Letters laced with anthrax were sent from the Hamilton facility to officials that included then-Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. Authorities still have not linked the outbreak to any suspects.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patent active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
California state legislators return from their summer recess later this month and will consider a number of new bills as the session begins. One bill likely to draw controversial debate allows undocumented workers to acquire driver's licenses. United Farm Worker spokesman Mark Grossman says union members across the sprawling Central Valley will march through farming communities next week in support of the legislation.
7 marches in farm worker communities, urging lawmakers to adopt the strongest legislation possible, making driver's licenses available to all qualified undocumented workers.
Grossman says in spite of being in the country illegally, undocumented workers provide a valuable service by working as laborers at many jobs most people don't want to do. UFW members say they'll march through Tulare, Kern, Monterey, and Santa Cruz counties.
And we're playing all your favorites, but right now I have a pair of free tickets to tonight's big concert for the third caller. Oh, let's go to the phone lines. They are heating up, and let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Ms. Shannon Johnson?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you sound very excited.
I am.
Well, Ms. Johnson, I have good news.
I'm the third caller.
No, I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Despite the pleas from hundreds of Pittsburgh police officers, more than 100 cops will lose their jobs beginning August 29th. Ryan Astor has more.
Dozens of off-duty Pittsburgh police officers were emotional today after learning that more than 100 officers will be laid off beginning August 29th. Police officials met with the FOP this morning to discuss the cuts and some of the logistics surrounding them. Along with the 102 officers that will lose their jobs, officials are saying a police station will close and commanders could be demoted. The job cuts are part of the 731 total made by Mayor Tom Murphy this week because of the city's budget crisis. I'm Ryan Astor reporting.
It was a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow gained 64 points to 91.90. The Nasdaq slipped 8 points to 16.44. The S&P 500 gained 3 points to 9.77. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. On missions, master spies synchronize their watches. In ballets, talented choreographers synchronize their dancers. And in One Direction, manual transmissions synchronize their gears. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. Like the Mission Impossible team goes forward by synchronizing their watches, manual transmissions go forward by synchronizing their gears. For smooth transitions as you shift, the rotational speed of one set of forward gears is matched by synchronizer rings to the speed of meshing gears. Reverse gear, however, is not synchronized, so it sometimes grinds in protest. Here's a hint. Don't force it. Just push the clutch in and pause a few seconds, then try it again. Now, you're in sync with both your gears. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us this Friday evening. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces. Phone number here is 800-825-5937. 800-TALK-YES. Or email us, MikeDMalloy@earthlink.net. On the agenda tonight, Nancy Skinner, talk show host, formerly of WLS, still does. She sidekicks on Doug Steffen's program on this network every morning, I believe. She joins us next hour to talk about her bid for the Senate from Illinois. And what else we got here? The Bush baby met with Cheney, Rummy, and Condi at Prairie Chapel Ranch today. Wouldn't you love to have been a fly on that wall? We have some audio for you when W stepped out to chat with the press. And I think Rummy makes one appearance in our sound bites this evening. That was after their meeting today. And we have kind of an ongoing question here throughout the night. I'll bring it up a couple of times. This is about the Bush family and the Bush administration scandals. And we were thinking, Kathy and I were thinking about this the other night. These guys are experts. Now, granted, they have the press to help them. When you look back at the Clinton administration and the horrendous scandal over Travelgate, because the Clintons came in and fired people that were ripping off the White House budget for travel, for reporters. And that turned into the Travelgate! Oh, God! What else do we have? Clinton's haircut gate. Remember that one? Sitting on the tarmac at LA International, which never happened. Just on and on. When you think about what was presented to the American public by a really, really, really scummy news media during the Clinton years, as a scandal, as a something-something gate, huh? From Whitewater all the way down, all of it, every bit of it, even the situation between Bill Clinton and his sometime girlfriend, Monica Lewinsky, all of it, every single bit of it was cheesy. I mean, on the part of the press, on the part of media. There was no there. It was just the most ridiculous stuff. Trying to pin Vince Foster's suicide on Hillary? Hillary had him killed. all of this stuff, right? Now we have an administration that is really, really corrupt and evil, straight from hell, and vile. And what does the press do?
Hey, how about Kobe Bryant?
Hear about Arnold Schwarzenegger's going to run for governor of California. Right? It's incredible. The job Karl Rove and U.S. media have together perpetrated on the American public and the world public. Of course, the global public gets much more news about how filthy these animals are that are now running this country than the American press ever would. The Australian press, the British press, the French press, German press, even occasionally the Italian press, although Italy is run by another neo-fascist. But the South African press, what else? Certain parts of the South American press. But here in America, we're stuck with Travelgate. Oh, God, did you hear? While the real scandals perpetrated by this crime family escape scrutiny, escape conversation, escape reportage. It's unbelievable. So we have a question for you, ongoing question throughout the program tonight. Which of the various and sundry and legion scandals do you feel perpetrated by the Bush crime family, which do you feel have been most successfully suppressed by Karl Rove? Now, I've got a few listed here. I may have missed one or 10 or 20, but, you may have your favorite Bush scandal that's really going nowhere, up to and including the Bush crime family's complicity in the September 11, 2001 attacks and subsequent mass murder on our soil. They're up to that in their eyeballs. But here's some examples. Now, you may think of some other ones, and it doesn't have to be a big deal. Just to, if you don't want to get in, really into it when you call in, you can say, well, Mike, you forgot this one. We have to go back to Prescott Bush and the Nazis, George's grandpa, and then his dad, Poppy, and his girlfriends, like Jennifer, whatever the hell her name was, and possibly 15-year-old male prostitutes. What's that about? Poppy Bush? Yeah? Really? What, he was using them? Where did you get this? WageSlave.org? I didn't know that one. Wow! Poppy's Iran-Contra and a myriad other political scandals while he was vice president and, the ambassador to China or the UN or whatever the hell he was. Mama Barbara's, she's like Ma Barker. She's the mama who runs this crime family. But her admittance that she tried to kill herself by driving into a tree. Can we all say, let's just get this out of the way. Let's all say dysfunctional. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Dysfunctional. Right. Okay. Now there's Pickles, who married into this sick family. Her vehicular homicide of her fiance. Then we have Brother Jeb's of affairs and divorce and his wife smuggling, and God only knows what he does with that Catherine Harris. Jeb's son Georgie's stalking arrest. Then you have Jeb's other son Jebby, underage sex in the car arrest. Then you have Jeb's daughter Noelle, repeated drug busts. Of course, the Carla Faye Tucker thing and other executions. God only knows how many people on Texas death row that George Bush sent to the execution chamber, who was truly, really, honestly innocent. Bush's daughters, his twins, they're boozy drinking, they're underage, fake ID drinking. And, of course, Bush is absent without leave from the Texas Air National Guard and his eventual desertion, total desertion of his unit. The abortion that he forced on his girlfriend that was in Texas, it was expunged from his record when he got his new that wasn't expunged from his record. That was a cocaine bust. But this young girl was obviously paid off. I don't know what happened to that. That's just kind of okay. The stalking, George Bush's rape of some woman. It just goes on and on. His DUIs and cocaine use. Eh? I know I've missed 8 or 20 there, but now you also have the Bush family and the Bush administration political scandals. You had Funeralgate first down in Texas. And I can just hear a million people out there going, what? Funeralgate? What the hell is that? Well, it's perjury. Remember what happened to Bill Clinton when he committed perjury? Well, George Bush committed perjury when he was governor of Texas. The Carlyle Group and its ties to Bin Laden family and the Saudi royals. The Harkin insider trading stuff. Remember the Japanese sub incident where it was an American sub that came up under a Japanese trawler and it was loaded with Poppy's friends and George's friends. And how many Japanese students went to a watery grave? Remember that? That was loaded with Enron people. Criminals, terrorists, corporate liars in this administration or on the foreign policy boards, everybody, Poindexter, Cheney, Abrams, Negroponte, Reich, Kissinger, they're all in there, right? All things Enron and Ken Lay, let's not forget him again, Cheney's super secret energy meetings, Halliburton, the Iraq oil contracts, the obstruction of the 911 investigation, the perpetrating of the entire 911 event against the people, not just of the United States, but the other 40 or 50 countries whose nationals died in the World Trade Center or the Pentagon. And then, of course, the whole thing about Iraq. Now, that's just a few.
Well, Mike, he didn't lie about sex. Well, Mike, he didn't come into office and fire everybody in the White House travel office, so there you go. Well, Mike, his old lady didn't make $7,000 on pork belly futures trading.
You see what I'm saying? It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's astonishing. Now, the main culprit here is not the Bush crime family. The Bush crime family is about crime. That's they define crime. That's why they're called the Bush crime family. You know, duh. They are about mass murder. They are about unethical, immoral behavior. They are about criminal activity. They operate as a cluster of thugs who eats its way through government, through business, through international relations. This family is a cancer on everything they touch. They are destroyers. So they're just doing... You know, why does a chicken lay eggs? Because a chicken's supposed to. You know, why does a snake go? Because a snake is about. Why does the Bush family steal, rape, murder, loot, and destroy? Because it's the Bush crime family. What is really bad here is the media treatment of all this. Oh, my God.
Bill Clinton today got a $200 haircut. We go now to our correspondent in L.A. Take it away, Rob.
Hi, this is Rob Jackson. I'm standing here on the tarmac at L.A. Express. And over there, just over my left shoulder, you will see Air Force One. Inside Air Force One is President Bill Clinton getting a haircut. What do you think of that, folks? Now, back to the studio.
Well, now, I think? I think Bill Clinton...
You know, it just never stopped, did it? Never stopped. Not even long enough for any of us to catch our breath. And now? Now we have Bush. And what is the media doing? Have you noticed all of a sudden it's Arnold Schwarzenegger wall-to-wall 24/7? There have been approximately, the last I heard, over 600 people who went to pick up nomination papers to run in this boy, you can't say that on the air, this blank fight that's going to constitute an attempt to impeach Gray Davis and put in a Republican or somebody in California. 36 people have so far qualified, but another 600 have been. So all of a sudden, have you noticed this? Schwarzenegger, that's it. Yeah, they had Gary, what's the little short guy who was in different, Gary Coleman. They had him on. They had 5 minutes of Arianna Huffington the other night. But Arnold, I mean, that's it. This is the end of Arnold Schwarzenegger. You understand that. This is his end because he is being what they call overexposed. Oh, my God. And wasn't it the Republicans that said celebrities should sit down, shut up, and stay out of politics, should remain silent? Remember the Dixie Chicks? Eh?
I've sure seen better days. So I spent most of the 80s in a drunken, coked up haze. But I bought my way through Harvard and I bought my way to Yale. The Papa's name and money kept my drunk ass out of jail. Oh, I'm George W. Don't you cry for me. Now I've made it to the White House.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Show.
According to Abbas, immediately after Bush promised to speak with Sharon about the siege on Arafat, Bush said, quote, God told me to strike at Al-Qaeda, and I struck them. And then God instructed me to strike at Saddam, which I did. When God specifically whispers in someone's ear, I want you to go kill those people, and they go ahead and kill somebody, what do we do with those folks? We arrest them, they are jailed, in some instances, executed. We immediately identify them as crazy. You know, Ashcroft is going to say,
wait a second, George. God has been talking to me. God told me. Not you. God told me. These people are crazy.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
They're coming to take me away,
for the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dogs?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Therese Dolittle, to talk to the animals. You don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Okay, you get the idea. As the program limps its way to midnight Eastern time tonight, if you want to add anything to the Bush scandals, just have at it. Damon is calling from Houston, Texas. Hey, Damon, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing. How are you?
Doing just fine.
Good, good.
I was listening to you talking about the Bush scandals and all that. And, you know, there's so many, it's hard to choose a best one. I think my favorite is the AWOL thing, how the media just totally didn't cover that. I mean, and when he did that little strut on the aircraft carrier, that would have been the perfect opportunity to go back and look at his military record, or lack of, I should say.
Right, right.
I mean, and they just totally let that go. I mean, unbelievable.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of it yet. I found this out last night when I got home. On my email was about 5 emails, and there was another 8 or 10 today. KB Toys, that's a company that makes these little action figures.
Right.
They have just released a new action figure. It's the Elite Force Aviator, George W. Bush, U.S. President and Naval Aviator.
Please tell me you're joking.
No, I am not. I am not joking. The price is $39.99, and you can order it for your sick, degenerate child starting September 15th.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm going to post this at my website tonight. So, look, all you have to do, just go to MikeMalloy.com after 1 o'clock this morning. After the show, we go to the club. You understand what I'm saying? We go out and on Friday night, and I don't get in. We don't get in until about 3:30 or 4. So but it'll be up there by Saturday, okay? And we'll put the link where you can go look at this thing. Do you have children? Do you have nephews, nieces?
No.
Oh, good. No. Okay. Because I was just going to say, you might want to get 8 or 12 of these for Christmas and give. No, you know what you ought to do? And this is what I'm thinking about doing. I'm going to buy some of these, and I'm going to give them to some of my liberal friends.
Oh,
I'm going to say here. And, you know, these things would be great for, like, target practice if you have a pellet gun.
Maybe they make good enemies for G.I. Joe or something.
Yeah, right, right. That's right. That's right. Now, see, that's what I like. Now you're talking, Damon. You could have the George Bush action figure beating the hell out of the real soldier, you know, and taking away his veterans benefits and kicking him out of the Walter Reed Hospital. You know, just have George, the action figure, chasing G.I. Joe completely out of the room, right?
Do they have a Malibu Bush?
That's coming, man. That is coming. That is coming. It's getting crazy, Damon.
It's insane. You know, you were talking about Arnold and this whole thing, this recall in California, and it made me think about the 2000 election. And I'm here in Texas, and you know the situation with the Democrats here in this
right.
Republican redistricting thing.
Right.
And, you know, I was thinking about all these things, and it just made me realize this party will stop at nothing to obtain power and to keep it. They will do anything.
That's right. That's absolutely true. I mean, and that's not a news flash on this program. We've been talking about that for 2 years. We've been talking about that since, well, hell, before when the rich folks, the rich white people were deciding to run George Bush back in 99. I was talking about it back then. Like, man, if this happens, this country is going to go straight down the sewer. And hello, I mean, and I'm not smart, you know, I never graduated college. But I'll tell you what, you don't have to be smart to have taken a look at George's record down there in Texas.
Yes.
And taken a look at his family history and taken a look at his business history and go, oh, damn, they're going to bring this guy up as president.
Can you believe that?
I cannot. Damon, thanks for checking in, man.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely. Appreciate your call, sir. All right, now, when we come back, I'll quote for you a little bit from this ad at kbtoys.com about the George W. Bush, President and Naval Aviator action figure.
There was no malfeasance, no attempt to hide anything. It was just a accounting firm making a decision as to how to account for a complex transaction.
This is Dr. Danny. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Danny.
Hey.
Man, listen, we're having a hard time potty training our son.
Well, that's a common problem. How old is your boy?
He's 26.
Paul, I have some bad news. At this age, potty training will be near impossible.
You kidding me?
No, but Paul, I do have some good news.
All right, man. What?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Hamilton.
And I'm Laura Miller. The axe has fallen on workers in the city of Pittsburgh. In a desperate attempt to keep the city out of bankruptcy, this week Mayor Tom Murphy announced the immediate closing of most non-essential city services and the layoff of 731 workers, or one in every six city employees. All 200 school crossing guards are out of work, and 10% of the police force will be laid off as well. With these cuts and the complete depletion of a $28 million rainy day fund, Pittsburgh will just about break even for the rest of the fiscal year, provided anemic tax revenues and state and federal aid don't continue their decline.
New York City's firefighters smell a rat. Thousands of them, in fact. Wet weather coupled with cutbacks in garbage collection have led to an explosion in New York's rodent population, and the city's old firehouses are especially prone to infestations. On Tuesday, a firehouse in Queens was closed permanently after becoming overrun by rats, and on Wednesday, a request from the Uniformed Firefighters Association for information on the pests yielded 17 complaints in only 4 hours.
10 years ago, baggage handlers, ticket agents, and other ground staff at Northwest Airlines took concessions in their contract in exchange for stock in the company. The deal was such that Northwest agreed to buy back the stock at a later date, which would enrich the workers to the tune of $100 million. That date has arrived, but Northwest now says it can't make the transaction, citing the slump in the airline industry. So the workers, represented by the International Association of Machinists, have filed suit to force the buyback and claim their money. They joined Northwest flight attendants who sued the airline in June after the company reneged on a similar deal.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit our website, laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Twenty-seven before the hour. Now, before we get to this little catalog entry, or whatever the hell it is for the Bush doll, Ann is calling from Bradenton, Florida. Ann, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I did see the KB Toys doll. It's enough to make you want to throw up.
Oh, my God. You notice the little sock it comes with?
Oh, please. And you got to read to for everybody some of the crap that they wrote to go along with it about the doll.
Yeah, I will.
George Soros, by the way, is offering $10 million to defeat Bush next election.
Yeah, I understand that there's an attempt. He's involved with people are putting it at $75 million to fight this crime family. They're going to need every penny of it.
Well, speaking of crime family, Bush, you know, some of their dirty deeds. I vote for the 2000 election because they really cheated Florida and cheated the country because Bush did not win, and they definitely had their fingers all over that one.
Yeah, arguably that's the most successful criminal act that the Bush crime family has pulled off is the theft of the presidency and the destruction of representative government in the oldest democratic republic on the planet.
Right. For your listeners that have access to the Internet, there's a great website called seizeliberty.com, and the guy made a huge flow chart of all the Bush family crimes and connections, and I stopped counting at 60. I mean, it's just huge. It's well worth just taking one quick look at to see all the dirty deals and connections and family and businesses and all this stuff that the Bush family's involved in. And you think of what they, you know, Zippergate with Clinton, I'd take any day over what Bush family's been up to.
It's called SeizeLiberty.com?
SeizeLiberty.com.
Okay. Well, everybody who just heard you say that has written it down. That site will probably get hit pretty hard tonight.
I hope so.
Yeah, we'll check it out, too. Seize Liberty. And, of course, it's S-E-I-Z-E Liberty.com.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds great.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, Ann. Thanks for checking in. Appreciate your call. Oh, I should have mentioned to Ann about the little story about Catherine Harris, who I believe represents. Does she represent Bradenton? I know she does Sarasota. Anyway, back to the elite. It's called the Elite Force Aviator. George W. Bush, U.S. President and Naval Aviator. Really? Is he a Naval Aviator? Well, gosh darn, I had no idea. Anyway, it says BBI. I guess that's the marketing firm, proudly introduces the latest issue in its Elite Force series of authentic military 12-inch figures. President George W. Bush in Naval Aviator flight uniform, exacting in detail and fully equipped with authentic gear, this limited edition action figure is a meticulous 1-to-6 scale recreation of the Commander-in-Chief's appearance during his historic aircraft carrier landing. On May 1st, 2003, President Bush landed on the USS Abraham Lincoln in the Pacific Ocean. Oh, God! And officially declared the end to major combat in Iraq while at the controls of an S-3B Viking aircraft from the Blue Sea Wolves of Sea Control Squadron 3-5, designated Navy 1, he overflew the carrier before handing it over to the pilot for landing. Attired in full aviator flight equipment, the president then took the salute on the deck of the carrier. This fully posable figure features a realistic head sculpt, fully detailed cloth flight suit, helmet with oxygen mask, survival vest, G-pants, parachute harness, and much more. The realism and exacting attention to detail demanded by today's 12-inch action figure enthusiasts are met and exceeded with this action figure. This incredibly detailed figure is a fitting addition to the collection of those interested in U.S. history, military memorabilia, and toy action figures. Actual figure may vary slightly from the item shown here. And the company makes no claim that this action figure can be bent in such a way so that the head goes snugly up the ass. However, you may want to try that. Am I allowed to say that now? I can't even say that, Kathy. What? I can't. It's ass. A-S-S. It's, you know, it's in the Bible. What? Oh, God. All right. Never mind. Well, I don't see anything wrong with the ASS word. Oh, it's the way I said it? Was that it? Hello? All right. I just thought I would share that with you about the action figure. Linda is calling from San Jose. Linda, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Linda.
My God, you have to do that while we're eating supper. I mean, you almost made me throw up with that thing.
The action?
I'm telling you.
Yeah?
Be careful.
Okay.
It's supper time.
Yeah, that's true.
At least
true.
Here in California.
Well, it's not supper time here. So.
Well, okay. I'll let it go this time. But what I wanted to say is I do agree that the very worst and slimiest thing that W did was steal that election in 2000, right under the eyeballs of the media. And
With their cooperation.
With their full cooperation. And what really got me to realize how slimy this family is and what kind of deadly power they have is when they drove poor author J.H. Hatfield to suicide.
Yeah, that's another scandal. Mm-hmm.
That really woke me up, and I thought, this family, which is supposedly God-fearing and Christian and compassionate.
Well, you know they're not. I mean, that's just right. That's the riff they put out there. They spit on God. They spit on Christianity.
They use him. They are using God just like a woman uses her body to get money. And it's just absolutely disgusting. When I found out about that, I thought this is a family to be feared. This is a man to be feared and to be punished because his crimes are of they have no bounds whatever.
Well, that's what happens when people, you know, you have moral people, you have immoral people, and then you have amoral people. And the amoral ones are the ones who frighten me the most because there is no moral center, there is no ethical center, and the fact that George W. Bush could, just to use one example, mock and laugh at Carla Faye Tucker, who, regardless of what you may believe, regardless of what your spiritual trip may or may not be, Carla Faye was all involved in that basic fundamental Christianity. If anybody deserved life imprisonment without parole, it was her. And Bush sits there and mocks her. Now, that's cold, Linda.
It's and worse than that, the media, and even worse than that, the Democrats failed to use that tape of him doing that on TV in ads during the campaign in 2000. They should have used it, and they should have run it, and they should have run it until we were tired of seeing it. And I just feel that the Democrats really blew that election. They could have torn him to shreds.
Well, they could have.
If they really wanted to, I don't know. They are so... You know I'm still fighting the Democrats locally here in San Jose.
I know.
I'm still kicking them to consciousness over here.
Well, most people who are true Democrats are trying to do the same thing in our respective areas, and the national Democrats, we're trying. I don't know that it's going to be successful, though. Hey, thanks, Linda. I appreciate you checking in. Thanks for checking in this Friday night. Something just flashed in. Oh, yeah. What Linda pointed out, a lot of people have pointed out, you know, why didn't the Democrats get tough? How many times did you see, we talked about this the other night, Clinton at the rope line with Monica. And no, I'm not going to repeat it 1,000 times like I did the other night. But how many times do we see that? Now, that's the media complicity in destroying, not Clinton, but destroying our trust and faith in self-government. That's what that was all about. So that a tyrant, a totalitarian thug like George Bush and his operatives could take control. Now, what Linda says about why didn't, and a lot of people have said, why didn't the Democrats use all the ammunition that the Bush crime family handed them? Well, to me, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, Democrats traditionally are not killers. We don't go for the jugular. Let me change the pronoun. They, because I do go for the jugular. I, you know, to me, there's nothing more spectacular than to see, you know, somebody's carotid artery ripped out of their throat if it's a Republican and just pumping all that beautiful red liquid into the air. You understand what I'm saying? But Democrats won't go for the jugular. They just won't do it. It's not in their nature. It hasn't been in their nature, at least in modern political history. I'm talking about the last 50 years. Or 60 years, maybe. So the Republicans, on the other hand, since they are amoral, since they have no values whatsoever, since this is true of every Republican, even your mama. If your mama's Republican, she has no values whatsoever. She's been fooling you all of these years into believing that she did. If she had values, she would get out of the Republican Party. That's just a given, folks. Sorry, that's the way it is. But since Republicans have no values, they respect nothing. They are pro-death. They are pro-murder. They are pro-greed. They pee all over the Christian faith, the Jewish faith, the Muslim faith. They don't care about... They are satanic death worshipers. Have I left anything out? Therefore... They will use anything. Linda's absolutely right. They don't care. There's no holding back. Nothing. They will say that Governor Dukakis was responsible for the rape and mutilation of people because Governor Dukakis took a key and unlocked the cage to Willie Horton and let him loose on America. That's the way they present it. When in fact, it was Al Gore who first brought that up, the Willie Horton thing. But Republicans don't care. Now, Democrats...
Democrats are slow to pick up that kind of a fistful of mud or vat of acid or flamethrower and go after their political opponent. And until the Democrats do, since the Republicans have so coarsened political discourse in this country, practically ended it, just turn it into a screaming, shouting match. Hell, listen to this program at night. What can I say? I used to be a very gentle man. I really did. I used to pet kitties and puppies when I would walk by them. I used to pat children on the head. I used to pause every once in a while, look at a rainbow, smell a rose. You know what I mean? Now I just stomp and smash stuff because the Republicans have destroyed my heart. They've stomped on my heart. They've made me into an evil radio talk show host. What? So the point I'm trying to make, the Democrats have not seized any opportunity to act like Republicans. They better start. And the second thing, of course, is the complicity of media in this country. Media in this country is totally whored itself out, and I don't understand why, to the Republican Party. So that's kind of where we sit, right? Now, the action toy thing, do you need any further proof how sick these Republicans, like the ones that obviously own KB Toys, that's probably owned by somebody from Singapore, and these little action figures are made with slave child labor in China, where children are working for a bowl of rice and two or three mashed up cockroaches for a day's wages in order to make the little George Bush doll. But some Republican, you see, is getting the profits from all this. They're vile. It was Tom DeLay. You think I'm crazy? It was Tom DeLay who went to the Mariana Islands, to the slave labor camps there, run by ethnic Chinese, who would import Malaysians and Indians and Iranians and poor Saudis and put them to work in these slave labor camps, producing goods that would be sold through Kmart and various American retail outlets. And Tom DeLay went to a dinner with the people who run these slave camps, these slave labor camps, and said, "You are the future of commerce." Yeah. I know a lot of people, I got some reaction when I said, when I started saying that all Republicans are animals, they're vile, they're filthy, they're mass murderers, they're killers, they have no moral center. You know, a lot of people say, "Oh, my mom's a Republican, Mike, what are you talking about? You know, my Aunt Ellen has been a Republican for years, and she's a good-hearted soul, and she takes cookies to the sick, and she works in the soup kitchen in our church base." I don't care. I don't care. That's a front. That's so you don't find out that your auntie or your mama or your Uncle Charlie or your next door neighbor, they do those kind of things. "Oh, yeah, I'll go door to door and collect money for AIDS." They do that to try to hide the fact that they are satanic devil worshipers if they are Republican. It's very simple. So, you know, don't come whining to me about your mama or your auntie. They couldn't possibly be supporters of mass murder and lack a moral center and unethical and killers. They couldn't be. "It's my auntie and my grandmama." No, it isn't. They have seized your auntie and your grandmama. They've killed her. They've taken over her body. They are now Republicans. You don't understand. Conservatives are responsible for every vile thing that this country has to deal with. And Republicans, last time I checked, are conservatives. So, yeah, don't whine to me when you send me these emails about, "Oh, well, my mom isn't like that." Yes, she is. If she's a Republican, so is your daddy. So is your auntie and your uncle and all your cousins. And so are you. Oh, God. Why is that so hard for people to understand? It's very simple. All you have to do is just open your eyes and see. And we try to deal with that, don't we? We try to deal with it every day. We try to work around it. And, you know, we're doing okay. But let's not kid ourselves. You have to understand your enemy before you can destroy your enemy. Isn't that what we're about? Destroying our enemies? Huh? Isn't that in the Bible? I'm sure it is somewhere in there.
a dozen supper rivals. They're waving flags and guns and quoting from the Bible. I hate Republicans. I hate Republicans, baby, I can't stand those Republicans. I hate that old Republican Party.
All right, folks, while we have a minute, let's go up to the chopper with Brad Powell, get a traffic update. Brad, what do you see up there?
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Nothing you're going to want to hear about, unfortunately. You can expect major delays on the interstate. An overturned tractor trailer's got traffic backed up for about 25 miles. It's a real bad situation, Scott, but I do have good news.
What's that, Brad?
I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it, Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to the lifestyles of the wet and stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably a few more years
I'm talking about now.
Like the tread on a tire.
Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk. Not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to the lifestyles of the wet and stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Yeah.
talk radio right. From the left, it's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, we're at 800 Talk Yes. Tara is calling from Boston, Massachusetts. Tara, this is your first time calling the program, right?
Yes.
Well, welcome aboard.
Hi. Hello, Michael. It's very, very nice to hear your voice and make this telephone call. I was thinking that I should call and tell you. I've been living in this country many, many years, but I am originally from Europe, and I am practicing Buddhist. So I was exposed to absolutely different cultures. And now, you were saying recently that somebody was, some voices complaining that you were using, I don't know, too aggressive or maybe different expressional language.
Well, I sometimes pepper what I say with a lot of profanity.
No, it's not a lot. Listen, I am a very gentle person in terms of language and many languages,
yeah,
which I know, but now I find it very elegant.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. And it doesn't, I am very sensitive to languages and, of course, English,
uh-huh,
American.
Uh-huh.
No, it's fine. It's absolutely fine. It's connected with the subject.
Well, it's very connected. There's no question about that. But no, I kind of decided that Tara, that I had to just eliminate some of the grosser references that I make. And you know, I come on the program tonight and make one about this doll that can put its head up its rear end, but, you know, which immediately made my producer want to throw something at me. But
I understand it perfectly well. It's right. Your job, and there are different people.
Uh-huh.
But I've been never interested in politics before the last war with Iraq.
Uh-huh.
I was going to different websites and start reading, even though I've been studying philosophy before.
Mm-hmm.
It was so terrible. And I was, when I discovered you, I think a month ago, this site, I was absolutely happy.
Well, good.
because, of course, the reading, and there are some very, very profoundly wise sites, of course.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. Do you want to hold on for a couple of minutes?
Or? Yes, I will.
Okay, I'll put you on hold. We'll come back. We'll take other phone calls here. And don't forget, we have Nancy Skinner, who's scheduled to be on the program this hour, right after the break. So we'll see if Nancy remembers and calls in. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network, copyright 2003. Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
The Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Arnold Schwarzenegger hit the campaign trail today. The actor, who is running for governor of California, focused on children. Schwarzenegger pledged that once California's economy is turned around, there will be after-school programs in every school in the state. He also promised that if elected governor, he would take his campaign for after-school programs to every state. He called children the nation's greatest resource. He made his comments at an event for the Inner City Games Foundation. Schwarzenegger is chairman of the foundation. The organization sponsors after-school activities for underprivileged children in 15 states across the country after starting in Los Angeles. The idea is to give children an alternative to unsupervised activities, including gangs, between the hours of 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. after school lets out to the time parents return home from work. Over 220 Navy sailors who weren't born in the United States but served during the Iraqi War have been sworn in as U.S. citizens. A ceremony was held this morning on board the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt, which is stationed in Norfolk, Virginia. Navy officials say it was the largest naturalization ceremony they've ever hosted. Men and women from 52 nations took the naturalization oath of allegiance and recited the Pledge of Allegiance. President Bush sent a video message of congratulations to the new citizens.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
Ford today announced it's recalling more than a million Explorers and Mercury Mountaineer SUVs to fix problems with their reclining seats and cruise control. Ford said the speed control fix affects almost a half a million vehicles built between 1999 and 2001. They include Explorers, Mercury Mountaineers, Explorer Sport, and Sport Track SUVs. All of the recalled vehicles have 4-liter V6 engines and cruise control. The motor company said some customers had complained that they couldn't shut off the cruise control because of a cable failure. The manager of the Pink Pony Strip Club in Cross Lanes, West Virginia, and his girlfriend are under arrest. Jeffrey Kaplinger and Misty Arnold are charged with drugging a Powerball winner and stealing over $500,000 of his money. Police say Kaplinger and Arnold put a drug in Jack Whitaker's drink and, after he passed out, took $545,000 from his pickup truck. The money was later found in a dumpster behind the club. Kaplinger and Arnold face robbery charges. If convicted, they could spend up to 18 years behind bars. Whitaker won nearly $315 million in the 2001 Christmas Eve drawing.
All right, folks, while we have a minute, let's go up to the chopper with Brad Paul, get a traffic update. Brad, what do you see up there?
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Nothing you're going to want to hear about, unfortunately. You can expect major delays on the interstate. An overturned tractor trailer's got traffic backed up for about 25 miles. It's a real bad situation, Scott, but I do have good news.
What's that, Brad?
I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
Eastman Kodak Company is charged with shortchanging thousands of workers in overtime pay over the years. According to the class action lawsuit, present and former employees claim they were victims of an illegal policy that allowed for 1.5 times hourly wage pay for overtime or compensatory time off. Kodak claims their policies are fair and legal under state and federal law. The class action lawsuit will be heard in the U.S. District Court in Rochester, New York. The Democrat and Chronicle reports late last month a district judge invalidated a clause in workers' termination agreements that prohibited them from going after Kodak for back overtime pay. The now invalidated clause also required former employees to give back their severance pay if they tried to recover the overtime pay from
Kodak.
Wall Street, stocks were mixed. The Dow gained 64 points to 91.90. The Nasdaq closed down 8 points to 1644. The S&P 500 gained 3 to 977. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute.
What could the Lost in Space robot and Star Wars R2-D2 have in common with a phenomenon called dieseling? Will Robinson and Luke Skywalker know? And when I come back, I'll tell you.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is racing for Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and John Andretti. There's one more key to racing, Champion Spark Plugs. They race different makes of cars, Chevy, Pontiac, Dodge, Ford. But they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion Spark Plugs.
Just like Will and Luke have some far-fetched friends to warn them of impending danger, your car has ways to warn you of the impending danger of neglected maintenance. One tune-up red flag is dieseling. Known as afterrun, dieseling occurs when an engine chugs on after the ignition is turned off. Causes? Inferior gas, excessive idle speed, and carbon in the combustion chamber. Dieseling is just one warning that, if neglected, may leave you lost in space. The space alongside the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We're at 800-TALK-YES. If you'd like to join in the fun and frivolity. Nancy Skinner is a friend of mine. She Nancy and I met about 5 years ago, 6 years ago in Chicago when... We both are working for WLS Radio. I got separated from WLS, I guess is the best way to put it. Nancy moved on to Boston, where she went to work for this network, co-hosting with Doug Steffen on Doug Steffen's program on IE America Radio Network. Good morning. Is that what it's called? Yeah, good morning. Good day. And maintained her weekend show with Ski Anderson on WLS until about 2-3 weeks ago. WLS fired her on a Monday. The reason was on the previous Sunday, the day before, Nancy Skinner announced that she was going to run for the United States Senate from the state of Illinois, the seat that is being vacated by Peter Fitzgerald. And that's where we are now. Joining us from Nancy, where are you calling from?
Chicago.
I lose track of you.
Oh, good evening, Mike. It's so good to be with you.
Well, it's good to be with you, too.
My friend, we are. It's so nice to be with someone who is simpatico, and especially now in these crazy times. Thanks for having me.
Hey, have you been doing some media interviews about your candidacy?
In fact, I have. I've been doing a number of radio interviews. Because our show is a national show, several of the local affiliates have called from St. Louis and actually, in Palm Beach, Florida, a number of places wanting to hear a little bit more than they get on the morning program. So I've been doing those. And then, Mike, you'll love this. Of course, part and parcel to this process is the obligatory cable access TV interview.
Oh, yeah, they're always fun.
Yeah, so the public affairs shows.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty interesting. Last night I went to one of those and taped one where you drive out to the suburbs and the host just tries to pin, see, this is the thing, pin us with the most divisive topics there are.
Mm-hmm.
He's a right-wing host, and it's a public affairs show. But, the questions... With all these issues we have going on, with war and the economy, of course, it was partial birth abortion.
That was the issue he wanted to discuss with you?
Oh, a list of them, the divisive ones.
Yeah.
It was gay rights, gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It was the, and see, that's where they have been so masterful. They have, Republicans have learned how to frame the debate.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't let them do it. I just kept going back to, you know, actually I turned it back on him, and that's going to be part of my campaign, Mike. I'm tired of the Republicans framing the debate and focusing on all these divisive and marginal, for the most part, issues when you think about everything that we have going on. And I kept saying what he was doing was inflaming bigotries and hatred. I said, I'm not going to let you do that.
Well, that's good. How did this jerk react? I mean, did he finally give up? Did he move on to substantive issues, or did you just have to fight him during the whole interview?
I had to fight him during the whole interview, but he gave up, and he would move on to the next divisive issue, and I would turn it into something important. And I think the key is, Mike, I have decided, the reason I decided to run was I'm tired of feeling helpless. You and I have been on the, as I said, behind enemy lines, talking about what's going on in this country, and especially now, I'm sure you've been talking about it with what's going on in California.
Oh, sure.
People
oh, sure.
don't understand the enormity of the situation there. It's just another assault. There was the impeachment. There was the election 2000, what happened in Texas, what's happening in California.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making it a part of my campaign. I am saying, listen, we need people to speak up to this recklessness that's going on. Yes, we have issues. I want to talk about the economy and jobs, and I have all those issues. But Democrats aren't standing up to an assault on representative democracy itself.
Well, that's it. I mean, the very subjects that you just listed from the shenanigans of Tom DeLay, the Bush crime family in Florida, the theft of the election, what's going on in California, it holds with my theory that this is simply, and I'm sure you developed this theory on your own also, and we agree, that it's the attempt is to destroy representative government. That's what the attack on Clinton was all about, was to so poison the atmosphere, so turn people off to the process, that a partial vacuum would be created, and into that vacuum would step what I refer to very, very calmly and assuredly as neo-fascists, and that is the Bush crime family and the Republicans. I have no respect for these people at all, Nancy. Now, let me ask you.
I've never been quite as colorful as you.
Well, right. You know, one of the key things about a political campaign, especially one where you're running for the Senate, and this is the reality of politics in America, is fundraising. And I want to ask you how it's going and how people can contribute. First of all, how's it going, fundraising?
Well, great. We've been only at this for 2 weeks, and we put a website up. We have a new one that's in the works. So if you go to the website, there's a new razzle-dazzle one. We needed to really get this thing going, though, and build momentum, so we announced and went with it. And so far, we have, I think after 1 week, we accomplished the goal of having contribution from all 50 states.
Wow.
And, you know, some of them are $10, and that's okay. That's how Howard Dean is doing this.
Sure.
Some of them are $50. Yeah, some of them, I've had a couple $500 donations.
Mm-hmm.
I had one $2,000 donation from a listener in New Jersey.
Wow.
Yes.
That's great. That's great. Now, how can people who haven't contributed contribute?
The website is SkinnerTheWinner.com.
SkinnerTheWinner.com.
That's right. And we really do, Mike, you know, we need it. The more and more I read the papers and I look at this, I'm up against some very well-funded candidates. One guy has $40 million he intends to spend.
Good Lord.
On this race.
That would be a Republican.
No, he's a Democrat.
He's a Democrat? Oh, my
yes.
God. In the Chicago area?
Yes. There are 8 of us in the primary race.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a man, you know, as I've maintained about the rest of the field, my candidates, Democrats keep sending the same well-meaning, you know, honorable people up to bat, and we keep getting our heads handed to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because these people want to talk about issues and the minutiae of health care policy, which is important, but they're not realizing that national politics and national media politics have changed, where an Arnold Schwarzenegger can come from nowhere, mm-hmm. where you get 30 seconds to get your point of view out with a hostile, screaming host at you, and that's it. That's how the Democratic Party has... This is our platform now to be able to communicate. So
right.
This guy made his money counting cards in Las Vegas and then turned $25,000 into a fortune developing an internet trading program.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. If I were to run for the Senate from anywhere or any elective office that was anything other than county commission, I think at this point, and I seem to get that this is what will be part of your reason for running. my platform would not get into the things that Democrats stand for. Anyone who's a Democrat understands what I stand for. I mean, I would be happy to go down the list. I'm sure you'd go down the list. But I would take what seems to be what you're talking about, the fact that representative government in this country is under assault, very seriously under assault, with stolen elections, with recall efforts where 6, 8, 9% of the population in California will be able to designate a new governor, with a total disrespect of Bush and his operatives for the election process in this country. Am I hearing you right? Are you going to take that approach that the central theme of your campaign is the assault on democracy, or is that just going to be one of the approaches?
No, that's the headline. Absolutely. And, you know, I have my issues. You know, Mike, how I've thought about all these issues and talked about them, and I have them. But I just think that it's so important that people wake up to this. And then when I heard Al Gore speak at the New York University thing, oh, my God, it just drives home everything we're talking about. He made the connection. You see, there's a connection, as you well know, between all of these lies. He called them false impressions, I believe.
Right, misimpressions, or people had the impression that.
Yeah, well, he called them false impressions, and he did pin them on the president. He was as forceful as he has ever been. And then he made the connection because, of course, when you create this propaganda and these continuing myths, it is related. Look where we are in terms of international credibility, the war, the text, the myths. I mean, they're lies. They're not even giving us honest budget numbers.
Oh, nothing.
They're cooking the books at the Treasury.
Nothing that comes from this administration has any relationship to or respect for truth whatsoever. It doesn't exist.
How can I talk about, you know, policy, detailed policy, although that is there, when we have to start with ground zero? This is so important. And the thing that troubles me the most, Mike, is I don't think the average person, I know this, the average person doesn't know this, doesn't understand this. I was getting my hair done today and talking to some of the people in the salon who had no idea, really hadn't put two and two together and hadn't thought about it one bit.
Well, this is how the media has so grossly failed us in this country. We were talking about that during the first hour of this program tonight, the total abject failure of media in this country to provide a political discourse, to provide a basis for discourse and discussion and truth to come out, and I'm concerned about your candidacy because of that very thing. How are you going to get your message out through this veil of ugliness, nastiness? You and I both have appeared on all these cable networks. We understand how this system works. You know as well as I do that you take that little creep that interviewed you on public access television last night, raise him to the 10th power, and you have Fox, you have MSNBC, and you have CNN. So how are you going to work through that?
Well, in a very similar fashion as Howard Dean has, because, Mike, we're not alone. As you well know, you have a very loyal listenership. So do I. People are out there, smart, progressive people who have, thankfully, still have the Internet to get information from. And they were overwhelmed. The response was, go do it. We need people to find their voice and fight back. And so the plan is to show the media through the support that we garner from small contributions that we are serious. There are many of us, not just Howard Dean, there are many of us out there that are really tired of this and try to create a stir and a buzz. And, you know, the party is debating which direction to go in. I'm sure you've covered this. Joe Lieberman has been very critical of Howard Dean and the progressives in the party. And I think that argument has almost been settled because of the success of Howard Dean.
I think so. All right, Nancy, you know how it works. Let me put you on hold. Can you stick around?
Sure.
All right, let me put you on hold to come back, and we'll continue this discussion in a moment. We're talking with Nancy Skinner, who is going to run for the U.S. Senate from the state of Illinois. If you have a question, get online now. 800-TALK-YES.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, "At a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore"? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, "To people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Lily Tomlin said, "I worry that the man who invented Muzak might be thinking of inventing something else." Unfortunately, that's a worry come true, for instead of the mild annoyance of Muzak in elevators, a company with the somewhat threatening name of Captivate Network Inc. has come up with a way to make your elevator ride much more annoying than a Muzak moment. Thanks to exciting advances in the science of wireless technology, it is now possible for outfits like Captivate to fill your 30-second ride with advertising videos. Yes, as you glide up to put in another day's work in your cubicle, you can be blessed with a yammering pitch for Right Guard, Starbucks, or Rolaids. Captivate Inc.'s elevator ads are merely the tip of the commercialization iceberg for a brave new world of advertising that calls itself the outer net industry. It sees all space outside the home as potential places for capturing consumers' ears and eyeballs for advertisers. This merciless industry is targeting doctor's offices, movie lobbies, commuter trains, convenience stores, even ski lifts. Already, Walmart, Best Buy, and 7-Eleven are putting out-of-home advertising screens in their stores. The Los Angeles Times reports that the industry operates on a simple principle. Find out where consumers are gathering and put a screen in their faces. The possibilities are boundless. Taxicabs, restrooms, bank drive-thrus, bus stops, golf tees, public parks, and along the boardwalks at the seashore. They literally can install this technology in tree trunks or on neighborhood fences, so we need never be more than a few seconds from the next product pitch. This is Jim Hightower saying, the head of one of these outer net firms claims they're doing us a favor. If you're standing in line waiting for a Big Mac and fries, you've got nothing else to do. Yes, we do. We could think beautiful thoughts or plot our revenge against these crass commercializers of our world.
Here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Everybody says, "Well, gee, what can I do?" Well, you can support Nancy Skinner, skinnerthewinner.com. And it matters not a whit if you live in Illinois or not. Nancy's running for the Senate from that state. But if you live outside the state of Illinois, it would behoove you to support her anyway, in much the same way that Paul Wellstone got contributions from around the country.
And on that point, Mike, I just wanted to add one thing. What we are getting involved in is a new campaign. This is very exciting. It's called InternetSenator.com. And what we're trying to do, we'll start it with my candidacy, but we want it to continue with progressives from all over the country, is to create effectively an Emily's List for the Internet.
Right.
Emily's List being the pro-choice Democratic PAC, where they bundle small donations, and they've been very effective. Well, you know, all these progressive websites, and we have a number of them working with me in this effort, we sit around, we send each other articles saying, oh, look what they're doing, and then they're doing this, and there's this frustration out there. Mm-hmm. Well, what we want to do is say, okay, in $10, $20, $50 increments, when we all get together, the people on the Internet, all the progressive websites, Democratic Underground, Buzzflash.com, Make Them Accountable, a whole host of other ones are working with us,
right,
then we're going to say, we, with progressives, will have power in small donations. Our donations will outnumber these big donors because there's so many more of us, and we'll empower ourselves through the Internet.
Let me ask you about campaign tactics. Yours, and what brought this up, you and I used to have, and our spouses used to have long, heated discussions back during the campaign between Gore and Bush, about how whoever was advising Al Gore was giving him bad advice, and I think we were in complete agreement about
mm-hmm,
that. Now,
mm-hmm.
Gore now sounds like the politician that he should have been back in 1999 and 2000. But aside from Al Gore, what is going to be or what will be the tactics of the campaign that you're going to use? Now, I know you're to a great degree you're like me, get in their faces, don't take any crap. Don't let them control or dominate the conversation or dictate the terms of the discussion. So what are you going to do?
I'm going to do exactly what I have been doing in my capacity as a host, and I promise my listeners that I would speak up, that I'm not going to change my tune because I'm a candidate, because that's exactly what has frustrated so many of us, right? These all of a sudden, you'll see, even I'll go to rousing speeches by some of the great Democratic candidates in person, and then they get on TV.
Yeah.
No, they're there.
Right.
You know, Tim Russert has this somehow emasculating quality on them,
mm-hmm.
and they can't speak up, and so I'm not going to change that. And I think I was so inspired to see Al Gore stand up and articulate that in public, and I think it was so well received. As you know, the response is tremendous on the Internet. Everybody is at last somebody said that. So I'm going to continue that. I mean, my whole MO, Mike, is to keep a smile on my face even when they're beating me down. I'm smiling. I'll say it with a smile. That's my persona. But I'll say it. No one's going to back me down.
What about speeches and public appearances, since we're talking about that? Do you have a schedule yet in the state of Illinois? Not necessarily fundraising, although every appearance by a candidate is in essence a fundraiser, but where you will be talking about the issues that, as you perceive them, or your campaign, either in a debate forum or on your own. What's coming up in Illinois? Anything yet?
Oh, yeah, there's a mix of all of them. And my first big appearance will be at the Illinois State Fair on Wednesday in Springfield, Illinois, where all the candidates will have 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Wow.
To come before a very large crowd at the State Fair. And so this will be really my first foray into Senate, you know, federal politics, I suppose.
Now, when is this again?
This coming Wednesday.
It starts this
the
coming...
The 13th.
Okay, and that's when you will be there, Wednesday the 13th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if we have folks out there in Illinois, we invite the Skinner the Winner crowd to come along and cheer us on. We have buttons, and in fact, those will be available on our website. The colors, Mike, you'll like this. Pink.
My favorite color. Hey, we got some people want to ask you some questions. Can you stay a little bit longer?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Let me put you on hold. Take a break. We'll be right back. We're talking with Nancy Skinner, who is running for the Senate from Illinois on the Democratic ticket. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
But don't ask me to come on along. So love me, love me.
And we're playing all your favorites, but right now I have a pair of free tickets to tonight's big concert for the third caller. Oh, let's go to the phone lines. They are heating up, and let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Ms. Shannon Johnson?
Yes, yes it is.
Oh, you sound very excited.
I am.
Well, Ms. Johnson, I have good news.
I'm the third caller.
No, I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
City dwellers are learning to share their turf with migrating birds. I'm Jill Ladwig for Earthwatch Radio. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is working with some major cities to get them to improve the habitat for birds along flyways, which the birds use to migrate. The project is known as the Urban Conservation Treaty for Migratory Birds, and one of the latest cities to sign on is Houston, Texas. Peter Stangle is the director of the Southern Branch of the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. The foundation is working with the government to make Houston more hospitable for traveling birds.
The city of Houston is located right in the midst of the main gateway for migratory birds that are moving between North America and Latin America. And so Houston occupies a critical place, and anything we can do in the Houston environs to make that area better for migratory birds is going to be great conservation.
The Urban Conservation Treaty uses grants and technical assistance from the federal government to encourage conservation projects at the local level. Stangle says it also creates an opportunity for public education.
Obviously, the cities are where there are large numbers of people, and birds are one of the most conspicuous and commonly encountered forms of wildlife, even for city kids. And so birds are a great way to get them interested in and excited about the environment and the things that they can do to help the environment.
Stangle says the birds in Houston are small reminders of a much larger environment.
During migration, you can be in downtown Houston in a little city park, and there could well be birds that have just come up from Latin America in the trees right there.
In addition to Houston, New Orleans, Chicago, and Philadelphia have signed the Urban Conservation Treaty for Migratory Birds. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring Fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
27 before the hour. We are talking with Nancy Skinner, Democratic candidate in the Democratic primary for the Senate from Illinois. You can go to our website, skinnerthewinner.com, and I strongly recommend that you do if you want to support a true Democratic candidate, one who's just as fed up as you are with the state of democracy or representative government in this country. All right, Nancy, let me...
Michael, and people already have. I just happened to sign online, and just in the time we've been talking, I've received some donations. So those must be your loyal listeners, and I thank them.
Bless their hearts. Let's do some listeners here, callers. King David is calling from Woodstock Nation. Hey, David, say hi to Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, David. How are you?
Surviving, I think. Two quick questions. One, I assume there's no chance of getting Nate Clay to appear on singing on any of your commercials.
Well, I might consider that. I'll consider anything, Dave.
No, wait, does Nate Clay sing?
Coming out of some of the over the some of the bumper music on a show, I've heard him do it. Yeah.
Hey, that's a great idea, Nancy. All right.
The more serious question, though. One of your main points, I would hope it would be somewhere in there, would be to try to reintroduce the fairness doctrine.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think we all go through things for a reason in life. And so one of my issues, in fact, I've already scripted legislation, McCain-Skinner media reform. I'll work in a bipartisan fashion, okay, with the good ones.
Yeah.
And it's so critical. We Mike and I have lived at the wrong end of this media consolidation, and until we get those public airwaves back into the hands of the public, we're not going to be able to do what we need to do to save this country. So there's got to be, and I think we have to think broadly, reintroducing the fairness doctrine. Actually,
yeah.
Somebody said that to me, hey, wonder if we won the presidency and Congress in a swoop. That should be the first thing they do to pass it, get it back in.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I thought, oh, this is like I'm dreaming. This is heaven. Can you imagine, Mike, if we pass that again?
Well, David has had a lot of experience in radio, and all three of us have here. And I think all of us understand the importance of having that so-called marketplace of ideas that's been totally gutted, first by the Reagan, the end of the Fairness Doctrine, and second, during the Clinton years, the radio consolidation. Now, it may have had there may have been some good reasons that promoted the ideas to begin with, but this is like it's like so many of these good intentions with which the road to hell is thoroughly paved, and
yeah.
as a result, we have an American public that is grossly misinformed or not informed at all about issues we desperately need to know about, because most of us listen to the radio during the day, and when radio is no longer responsible in presenting different points of view, but only presents one, well, I don't have to tell you two what happens. Here
right.
we are. So
I think it's demonstrable if you look at the fate of Tony Blair versus George W. Bush, where they have an open media
right.
in Britain, and they have gotten all the information about the war and the intelligence, and look at Tony Blair is, he's taking the brunt of that.
As well he
Bush
should.
Is protected,
right,
he should. And where Bush is immune or protected because the media do not cover what has transpired.
That's a good example.
Yeah.
If we had a free press or a responsible press or an energetic press in this country, we would have the same situation here that Blair's facing, and that is accountability. George W. Bush has spent his entire life avoiding accountability, and the Brits don't let Tony Blair or any of their prime ministers or members of parliament get away with that.
So. Can I give you one more example?
Sure.
I just saw on BuzzFlash, it's incredible, KB Toys has a toy with Air Force Bush.
We talked about it.
Oh, okay. Now, how on earth, I said, I did this on WLS, that the media would let him get away with this routine flying on the aircraft carrier
right.
when his record of having been AWOL for so long is out there, is documented, and
right.
no one said a peep? What's wrong with that? That proves that there are no.
Yeah, it's one thing to go AWOL from your unit. It's something else again to totally desert the U.S. military, even when you're in a champagne unit that's not going to go to Southeast Asia, that's not going to see a bit of combat. Even that was too much for George Bush to deal with. And I think it goes without saying that one of the reasons he disappeared, he couldn't handle another flight physical, because I think then the toxic substances, illegal, of course, in his blood would have turned up. David, thanks for checking in, pal.
I did want to try to make one point about why I wanted to, concerning the Fairness Doctrine. You remember when the Fairness Doctrine was done away with at the same time as the NAB Code, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
The argument was that there were more radio stations, more TV stations, and more station owners at that time, and there were. The problem is, since then, and this is 14 years ago or so,
mm-hmm.
since then, we now have a situation where there are less station owners
sure.
than during than at the end of the Coolidge administration.
During the Fairness Doctrine destruction, there were approximately, I think I have these figures right, about 240 different media companies that in a sense controlled 90% of radio and television. We now have what, David, four?
Five,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
all interlocking, interestingly enough.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that strange? David, thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay, no problem.
All right, you have a nice evening. 800, talk yes is a number if you want to join in here. Scott is calling from Santa Fe. Scott, say hi to Nancy.
Hey, Nancy. Skinner
hi,
the winner is
great. Skinner the winner, yeah. Easy
hey,
to remember.
I listen to all of you guys now since I found IE America, and I just realized lately that I'm not really a leftist. I only appear that way because of the way the far right
hates us
all.
Right.
And I love what Tom Hartman says, the vast radical middle, or however he says that. But all of you guys are fantastic, and I like hearing all of you. You all have a slightly different perspective, but it all coheres nicely. My question for you is, how do you respond when people accuse you of being a leftist?
Well, in fact, you're right about the labels. And I love the labels. In fact, my response to that question is, hey, if wanting to provide health care to the people in the richest nation of this earth makes me liberal, I'm guilty. If wanting to make sure the tax cuts go to people who will actually spend it to stimulate this economy and not those who have been so enriched by this economy, if that makes me liberal, I am guilty. And here's the thing. I think we need to take that word back because they have demonized the word liberal for 25 years or more, who knows. And I always answer the question, I'm a Democrat. So we have two choices, don't we? We either run away from it or we take the word back. And I think it's time to take the word back. And then I also add, what do these labels mean anymore? Is fiscal conservatism is an oxymoron now. When the conservatives get into office, they screw the budget up. They create huge deficits. So is this a conservative administration? What does that mean? They're not conservative.
I love it. I really appreciate that you're doing this, and you are a hero for all of us and an inspiration for each of us to do more in whatever way or capacity that we have available.
Well, you can go to my website, SkinnerTheWinner.com, and help me.
Okay, I will do that.
Thank you. Good luck to you,
and we're all rooting for you.
Thanks,
Scott.
Thanks, all right. Scott. All right, appreciate you checking in. How to phrase this? You and I have had 5 years of discussions. I'm not talking about our radio shows. I'm talking about how we used to get all of. I remember a big point of contention between you and me was the war in Kosovo. We had some real barn burners. We had some hell-raising fights, Nancy and I did. So what I want to know is how are you going to engage with that same kind of passion when you eventually get to the point where you are debating other people in the Democratic primary, or when you go on from the primary, when you win the primary, and how are you going to handle a Republican opponent? Are you going to use the same kind of passion? And I'm serious, Nancy, the same kind of passion, because you know how that plays on television or radio. You can come across sounding, well, I do it every night. You come across sounding like just a screaming freak moron. And I know I come across sounding that way. But without that passion, what are you going to do?
I just have to be me, Mike. I can't hold back my passion. I have a smile on my face when I do it, and I try to be I'm respectful of anyone I debate. But I don't think I can change. I am just going to be me and react how I feel comfortable and natural doing. And I don't see myself turning into what I can't stand are these politicians who use Diplo speak,
right,
or whatever, some language. And it's all this flowery language about the value of tradition of, healthcare, whatever.
Sure.
I lay it out as I am a very plain spoken from the heart person, and that's how I'm going to do it. And we'll see.
Now,
see then if people really want that.
What does the coach and your mom think about? The coach being Nancy's dad, who was a football coach in Michigan for most of his professional life, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me how your family feels about this, because I know Nancy's family, I know her sister, I know her brothers, I know her mom and dad, and they're a passionate crew, and I just want to know how they feel about your candidacy.
Well, it was my mother, Mike, who convinced me to do it.
Well, that I'm not surprised there.
Well, you know, but it's funny because my mother, Anna, is the more cautious soul of my two parents. And one day I was walking. It had come up on my show on WLS when Peter Fitzgerald decided not to run. A caller called in and said, you know, Nancy, you should run. We need people like us to get in this race.
Yeah.
You have the passion, and more importantly, you're a communicator. And that's what the Democrats need, people that can really cut through all the right-wing spin and communicate. So we had an hour-long discussion about whether I should run or not, as every good radio talk show host would do,
mm-hmm,
with that. It was a couple of weeks later, my mom called me. I was walking my dog. She said, Nancy, I've been thinking about this. I think you should run for that Senate seat.
Oh, my
you're
God.
You're so good at the issues, and you're so passionate. And I'll never forget hanging up the phone and saying, well, when your mother tells you you should run for the U.S. Senate, what do you do?
Well, you listen to Mom.
You run for the U.S. Senate.
That's right. That's right. So the family is strongly behind you. What about I'm trying to think I don't want to ask you about issues because I know your position on issues, and I think anyone who has listened to you, either on this network or on WLS, understands your position on the issues. So there's really no point in having that discussion right now. but how will you explain to people who come to a Skinner rally, who are going to be at the state fair in Springfield, when is it, Wednesday coming?
Yes.
How are you going to put it into those three-minute chunks? You and I both know how it works now. You've got 3 minutes. If you're radio television, unless you're doing an interview like this, you have maybe 45 seconds. How are you going to put it into these small bites so that people can digest it?
Well, by making the connection between what's happened and how it affects all of us, that we've had assault after assault on representative democracy, number one, and it affects us because the results we can see, right? The economy, 3 million jobs lost and the worst performance economically since Herbert Hoover. I mean, we can see this. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw a report saying statistically it's easier to get into Harvard University than to get a job right now.
Oh, my God.
So there is a connection because this idea that, you know, that when they're lying, when the government is lying to us and fudging reports, the results aren't going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And so my plan, Mike, is to make the connection that these things matter, that you can't just ignore them, that democracy itself, really, mm-hmm. is at stake here. And we'll see how that plays. I know that's a message that most Democrats are too timid
right.
to stand up and say.
Right.
And we all decry that, right?
Yes, we do.
So finally, I'm going to stand up and say it, and we will see how they react.
Now, I don't know how many people who have been listening to you for years know this, but Nancy has a background in economics as well as environmentalism, and I don't mean she may have taken a course or two at university. She has a background. She earned a living working in both these fields. Share some of that with this audience. I know you used to talk about a little bit on WLS, but share some of the economics and the environmentalist part of Nancy Skinner.
My two passions, Mike, and I combined them. I have a degree in finance from the University of Michigan. And what I did with that degree was, instead of going out and making a lot of money on Wall Street, which, you know, then I could have been a pretty formidable candidate.
Yeah, if you had $20 million right
yeah.
now.
I wanted to use that.
Hey, you'll be a formidable candidate anyway, but
I know.
Go ahead.
I wanted to use that economics background and financial and entrepreneurial background to help improve the environment. So I worked in a field called sustainable development, where what you try to do, it's the concept is dizzyingly simple. We can't consume resources faster than we replenish them.
Right.
And so can we build in a way, we talk about the solar hydrogen economy, that creates jobs, saves money, because after all, when you save energy, you save money, and you save the environment. So I worked helping to rebuild communities in Illinois after the floods of 1993 using model technologies and won a presidential award for that. I've worked to help establish what's called the Chicago Climate Exchange. It's the world's first emissions trading environment exchange to deal with global warming, and it will become a model for national legislation that McCain and Lieberman are introducing. And so many people, I've worked in this whole field my whole life. It's funny that a guy who made his money playing cards in Vegas, he's got instant credibility. And the story
right.
when I got fired was the local news crews all came out, and the story wasn't Nancy Skinner announced her candidacy, it was radio host gets fired.
Right.
And everybody questioned my seriousness or my credibility when I've been at this my entire adult life, advocacy for the environment, for the economy, for all of this. And I got into radio because I felt the left had no voice on talk radio,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to do something about that. So it's not as if I'm a talk show host who just wants to be in politics.
Right. Well, that's the reason I hope you're going to – I know you will bring this out during your campaign, but how many people understood that you have a degree in economics, that you have that you've worked combining the field of economics and environmentalism? All right. One more question as soon as we take this break, okay? And then we're going to be out of time. It's going to have to be quick, but we have a caller from Idaho who wants to ask you something.
You bet.
So, all right, let me put you on hold. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're talking with Nancy Skinner. Go to SkinnerTheWinner.com and see what this is all about. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is Dr. Danny. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Danny.
Hey.
Man, listen, we're having a hard time potty training our son.
Well, that's a common problem. How old is your boy?
He's 26.
Paul, I have some bad news. At this age, potty training will be near impossible.
You kidding me?
No, but Paul, I do have some good news.
All right, man. What?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Show. Jody in Arlington Heights, she said, first, yesterday's show was the first time I was seriously concerned for your health. I hope you've recovered. You know, I'm fine. I get crazy. My blood pressure skyrockets. I understand that. I have a pretty good doctor who recently put me on blood pressure medicine, and it seems to be working. There have been times when I've done talk radio when I thought I was going to burst an artery, but that would make for good radio, wouldn't it?
Hey, did you hear Malloy program the other night? Some bitch died right on the air. There was this popping sound. Woo, man, cool. I bet Rush couldn't do that.
Sorry, didn't mean to frighten you. You're a bit late for that.
Hey, let me do it.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
You'll be seeing a lot of changes around here.
The new weekend programming lineup is more entertaining than ever. Kick it off Saturday mornings with Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by Bobby Likas Car Clinic. Then Saturdays are brightened with the informative antics of Animal Talk, followed by the home improvement experts on Home Improvement USA. If you've been wondering about that old so-called junk, then you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent, followed by Talking Pets with John Patch. Learn your job rights on Sunday mornings with the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. And the latest in the world of technology on Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. Ramblin' with Ramsey will see you into the hot spots to travel, followed by the second installment of the funniest live animal talk show, Animal Talk.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
For more information on these shows or other shows on IE America Radio Network, call 1-800-397-8255. But for now, listen to us live on IEAmericaRadio.com.
Restoring balance to talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
We're talking with Nancy Skinner. Go to SkinnerTheWinner.com and support a true Democratic candidate. By the way, her program with Doug Steffen can be heard on this network every weekday morning, so check that out as well. All right, we're running out of time here. Nancy, Jim is calling from Haley, Idaho. Jim, that's your first time calling the program, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome aboard. Say hi to Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Hi, Jim.
Well, you know, I've been following Media Whores Online on occasion and had sort of followed on the thread where there was the writer from the Boston Globe that was basically doing the goring of John Kerry. And so, you know, this kind of relates to your soundbite. And in my profession, it's called the elevator pitch. If you get on an elevator with Bill Gates, you have that time to tell him what you do and
right.
why he needs you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how, you know, I know it's kind of restating the obvious, but the media basically controls what the majority of people are going to hear. And how can you possibly really control their bias when it comes to, you know, them portraying the way?
Jim, that's why I jumped in the race, because if I'm a bona fide candidate for one of the most critical seats, was the only open seat till the southern seats opened up, with the Senate in the balance, and if we fire up the progressives across the country and I have momentum and buzz, and present a serious challenge to the establishment, they will have no choice but to cover me, just as Howard Dean has done.
Yeah, well, that's the whole issue, though, is how are they going to cover you, and how do you help sort of direct it into a more true form?
Hey, I need about a 10-second answer here, Nancy. Jim,
okay.
Jim, thank you for the question.
It's easy. Three words. Tell the truth.
That's
how I'm going to do it.
You know, it just occurred to me when you said the southern seat's opening up, Zell Miller is not going to run
right.
For the Senate here.
And Hollings.
And, right. And Zell Miller, of course, is a Republican. He's more of a Republican than a Democrat. Maybe I should. No, never mind. I'd rather open an artery than take on the task that you were taking on. I have deep respect for what you're doing, Nancy, and any way I can support you, I'll even send you a check. I swear to God I will. And you're welcome on this program anytime. But man, I'll tell you, I would rather walk barefoot through hell than to get involved in a Senate race now, which is not to say that I wouldn't do it. I agree with you that we've got to have some of the normal folk like you who seek these offices. And maybe it's the age thing. You're still, you know, you're not done yet. I'm so old, I remember when this country really had representative democracy. And I hope you're going to help bring it back. Nancy.
You've got a lot of great years in you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, it's my pleasure. Best to you, sweetheart, and we'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right.
Love you. Bye-bye.
All right. You take care. Nancy Skinner, go to SkinnerTheWinner.com. We have another hour of fun and frivolity coming up. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
The Mr. Rogers Parenting Book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day. On the IE America Radio Network. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. 100 days after he declared an end to major combat, President Bush says things are getting better in Iraq.
We've made good progress. Iraq is more secure. The economy of Iraq is beginning to improve.
More than 50 U.S. soldiers have been killed since major combat ended on May 1st. The president said security problems are being resolved slowly but surely. After meeting with key defense advisors at his Texas ranch, Bush also cited progress in plans to make the U.S. military more modern and flexible. A member of the Special Forces is under arrest in North Carolina. Daniel Carlson is charged with murdering his 2-year-old stepdaughter. Carlson, a 16-year veteran of the Green Berets, is stationed at Fort Bragg. The News and Observer reports that an autopsy indicates the child died of severe injuries and her body had signs of old injuries. Carlson reportedly called 911 last night and said the child was not breathing. She died early today at a local hospital. Governor Jeb Bush today declared a state of emergency in Palm Beach County in the aftermath of a tornado that hit the area yesterday. The twister damaged or destroyed dozens of homes, knocked out power to thousands of people, and flipped over some trucks. The tornado left the destruction along a path several miles wide in sections of Riviera Beach and Palm Beach Gardens, two East Coast towns just north of West Palm Beach. Palm Beach County Emergency Management Director Bill O'Brien says it's looking like we've got some pretty severe damage where the tornado touched down and right across the street. Remarkably little damage. O'Brien said it was amazing no one was killed and few residents reported injuries.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Western Europe is continuing to suffer its worst heat wave in 50 years. At least 36 people have been killed as wildfires and soaring temperatures continue. Suzanne Chislett reports.
Forest fires are continuing to cause havoc across Spain and Portugal, where strong winds have been fanning flames and thousands of people have had to flee their homes. The government in Portugal has declared a national disaster. In France, where the heat wave is the worst since World War II, the streets of Paris have been almost deserted as temperatures regularly pass 105 degrees Fahrenheit. Europe's economy is also suffering as heat devastates crop yields. Power stations are struggling to cope with demand, and in Britain, businesses are reporting record absenteeism by employees. Suzanne Chislett, London.
This is Dr. Danny. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Danny.
Hey.
Man, listen, we're having a hard time potty training our son.
Well, that's a common problem. How old is your boy?
He's 26.
Paul, I have some bad news. At this age, potty training will be near impossible.
You kidding me?
No, but Paul, I do have some good news.
All right, man. What?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Despite the pleas from hundreds of Pittsburgh police officers, more than 100 cops will lose their jobs beginning August 29th. Ryan Astor has more.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Dozens of off-duty Pittsburgh police officers were emotional today after learning that more than 100 officers will be laid off beginning August 29th. Police officials met with the FOP this morning to discuss the cuts and some of the logistics surrounding them. Along with the 102 officers that will lose their jobs, officials are saying a police station will close and commanders could be demoted. The job cuts are part of the 731 total made by Mayor Tom Murphy this week because of the city's budget crisis. I'm Ryan Astor reporting.
It was a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow gained 64 points to 9190. The Nasdaq slipped 8 points to 1644. The S&P 500 gained 3 points to 977. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. On missions, master spies synchronize their watches. In ballets, talented choreographers synchronize their dancers. And in One Direction, manual transmissions synchronize their gears. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com. Like the Mission Impossible team goes forward by synchronizing their watches, manual transmissions go forward by synchronizing their gears. For smooth transitions as you shift, the rotational speed of one set of forward gears is matched by synchronizer rings to the speed of meshing gears. Reverse gear, however, is not synchronized, so it sometimes grinds in protest. Here's a hint. Don't force it. Just push the clutch in and pause a few seconds, then try it again. Now, you're in sync with both your gears. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. And by the way, Tara from Boston, if you're still listening, I don't know if my producer picked up and apologized for our having to move on to our guests. We had Nancy scheduled, and it was my fault for not for letting our phone call go as long as we did, Tara. So I hope you'll call back in again at some point. We have some sound coming here in just a moment of Bush with crazy old Rumsfeld at the Prairie Chapel today, this Potemkin village-style ranch that the Bush crime family bought in 1999, trying to make it sound like it's his ancestral home, which, of course, it's not. The ancestral home is in Kennebunkport, Maine. But anyway, we're going to have some sound there that I think you're going to find particularly chilling. Oh, my goodness, Tara is back. Tara, who called from Boston. Well, there you are again, dear heart.
Yes, hi. Hi. It was absolutely okay. I understand. I was listening to Nancy. And.
Well, thanks for your understanding. Thanks for your patience.
No, it's absolutely okay. It's quite natural with this program.
Mm-hmm.
But just wanted to finish the thought that this programs like this are fantastic for people lives who are very much, you know, angry. I am not the angry person in general, but so very sad at looking at the pictures of children in Iraq and and carrying this deep sadness, and especially for people who are from the other countries. I don't know if it's really special, but normally Europeans never probably thought this way.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought of this country. And there was a fantastic article written by Kurt, actually, Kurt Vonnegut, how Americans pronounce it, in Utney Reader.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Utney.
Utney Reader. Uh-huh. It was wonderful. And when he was asked how is he feeling, he says, "Oh, I am mad that I am old, and I am mad that I am American."
Hmm.
It was you know, wonderful article written by him, and there are a few magazines and articles. But it's talking of the style, and it's very, very good that there are places like IE, and people can hear a person like you, whatever their feelings are about the language. It's also natural.
Well, that's very kind of you to say what you are saying.
It's enlightening, you know, in terms of... No, if you mentioned many, many profoundly important things and events, and I remember a few days ago you were mentioning Hiroshima.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for people to get educated a little and go to a little beyond mass media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. Tara, I appreciate what you've had to say.
I just want to ask you one little question, because you're normally focusing on Dean and Kuczynik, and I was wondering, what do you think of Massachusetts Kerry?
Kerry would be my third choice.
There is a very interesting website which is called The New Enlightenment. It was created by extremely wise guy. He's a philosopher, and one recent thing is vote on Kerry. And he's talking of other people like Dennis and Kuczynik.
Right.
It's very intelligent. So, yes.
We'll check it out. Tara, I hope you call again.
Yes.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Have a nice evening. Keith is calling from Oklahoma City. Hey, Keith.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Hey, just wanted to say I really enjoy listening to your show. I've been listening now for about three months now.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Hey, you know, this question was for
Nancy.
For Nancy, but you know, I got into too late. But I wanted to kind of share the question with you, and then maybe you could share it with the viewers. What do you think about in the 1980s with deregulation, and of course the passing of NAFTA and the WTO in the 90s. Do you think that has a big bearing on where we are to today as far as...
Yeah, I do. Nancy and I discussed it a little bit. One of the things that she would do when she takes a seat in the Senate would be to work with a senior member of the Senate to try to get the Fairness Doctrine reinstated, and I happen to agree with that. I was on radio when prior to and subsequent to the Fairness Doctrine being there and then not being there. And I've said on this program before, I remember at the beginning of every quarter when I worked at WSB here in Atlanta, I was given a sheet of paper that management said these topics have to be covered at some point during the next 3 months. And there was everything from government to environment to roads and bridges to farm issues to water quality to environmental issues. And that was a good thing to do. And also with the Fairness Doctrine, if I as a talk show host presented a particular point of view, a controversial point of view, with a guest, I was free to say whatever I wanted to say. But if I presented a person who said up is that way, I had to present another point of view that said no, up is over that way. And that's what the Fairness Doctrine did. Now, as far as NAFTA and the World Trade Organization, I honestly believe that global trade is a necessary thing, but not the way the WTO and NAFTA and the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund and the rest of these pro-capitalist anti-environment, anti-worker, anti-labor organizations have put together globalization. Globalization, this idea of turning the planet into a global village, I like that. I like the idea of reducing conflict and hatred and misunderstanding because of political or religious or philosophical differences. Also, I like the idea that you know, 2/3 of the world's population should not be living on $2 a day, while 10% of the world's population lives on $20, $30, $60, $70, $80,000 a year. That disparity in income, the disparity in education, the disparity in health, the disparity in life expectancy, all of it is a gross distortion of what humankind should be about. So I think that globalization, within that idea of globalization, there lies solutions to these problems. But it should not be globalization or NAFTA or however it presents itself should not be just one more instrument to suppress and take advantage of people in less developed countries. So while I'm in favor of globalization, I'm not in favor of the way it's been put together. I think Bill Clinton, I've busted up on Clinton for supporting NAFTA several times on this program, but I think Clinton had the right idea. He wanted workers' rights to be respected. He wanted environmental rules in there. But when he saw that the resistance that he was getting from his own government and from the corporate powers in this country, from the Republican Party, and frankly from corporatists around the world, where Clinton screwed up was he knuckled down. He said, okay, well, all right, you know, I want NAFTA, I want globalization so bad, I will reduce my insistence on these certain aspects. So that's, to me, that's where Clinton's failure was. It wasn't in the idea of supporting globalization. I think globalization, like I just said, and for all the reasons I said, is a good idea. But it has to be done in a way that encourages workers' rights, that encourages unions, that encourages childhood development, that encourages public health, that encourages availability of medicines and health care for people around the planet, and certainly encourages clean water and breathable air and food produced locally. If somebody wants to buy pomegranates in the middle of the winter, fine, you know, let's import a bunch. But there also should be sustainable farming. There should be sustainable agriculture in the areas where people live because it's healthier. It reduces the cost of food. If you're producing apples in New Zealand and shipping them to the United States, for God's sake, common sense would tell you those apples are going to cost you more.
Right.
So I have no problem intrinsically with the idea of globalization or NAFTA or the World Trade Organization in concept. It's in application that they have allowed themselves, if this wasn't perhaps the design to begin with, to become nothing more than one more imperialistic, oppressive boot heel on the face of most of the planet's population.
Yeah. You know, if I could add, you know, regulations were put in after the stock market crashed, you know, because capitalism and big business, they just went crazy with greed. And, you know, I believe in capitalism, but on the one hand, I think greed has become so dominant now that I think it's become a sickness to where, you know, some of these guys, they actually need counseling.
Yeah, they need counseling, or they need to go to their room for about a year. Yeah,
because, you know, like if I was a major CEO of a company, and if I had the choice between at the end of the year, if I had the choice between making $1 billion at the end of the year or giving something back to the employees that helped me make that billion, I think that's where the problem lies there.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
But that, you know, you talk about that too much, and people say, "Well, you're talking about socialism." Hey, listen, thanks, Keith. I appreciate your thoughts.
And thanks for sharing your view on that too.
Absolutely. I hope you call again. You have a nice evening. Yeah, I you know, I'm glad Keith brought it up. I am not inherently opposed to globalization, but I approach it from a different point of view. The point of view that you would approach it from, right? We're on the same page with that, aren't we? All right, Rumsfeld and Bush coming back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817. The Washington Monthly.
Show. We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, BartCop.com's resident astrologer. Can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart?
There was a lot of stuff in his chart. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man for people who have more of a scheme in mind like that.
He is a very weak man when you get right down to it, isn't
he? Yes, he is.
Extremely weak-willed. What sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to go on.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
You've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Why not get something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
The man conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
Hey, it's Mutual. I don't like conservatives either. They're destroying the country. They always have tried to destroy it. All right. Bush is down on another one of his extensive vacations. It is August. The heat was building up in Washington, D.C. Of course, the temperature was going up, too. So Bush goes to Prairie Chapel, this little Potemkin ranch that he has down, 1,600 acres. This is a guy who's afraid of horses, right? He goes down there to cut brush. I'm out cutting brush. he met down there with the whole crew of psychopaths, Rumsfeld, Rice. Who else was down there, Kathy? Cheney's coming in. It's a plot and plan to further destroy this country and destroy the planet in the process. I said I hate these? Yeah, I've said it already. All right, so where are we? We want to play some of the sound for you. Now, this first one is a little rough. The sound is rough. They're not all like this, but for some reason I guess Bush was walking. Crunching gravel under his feet or something. Gravel on a ranch, right, okay. But anyway, I just want you to hear this first one. It's very quick. Bush remarks on all the glorious progress being made in Iraq. Now, think about how the parents of the boys being shot dead in Iraq are thinking about the progress being made in Iraq.
Turns out this is our 100th day since major military operations have ended in Iraq. And since then, we've made good progress. Iraq is more secure. The economy of Iraq is beginning to improve.
Yeah, just like here.
Right. I was interested to note that banks are now opening up and the infrastructures and improving.
Okay, let's stop it there because the sound is so bad. But listen to what he's saying. The economy of Iraq is beginning to improve. That is a total, absolute lie. It's improving for Bush and these oil thugs, friends of his, who are raping Iraq's one resource, oil. But nothing's improving for the Iraqi people. What the hell is he talking about? And he's interested to note that banks are now opening up and the infrastructure is improving. More lies. But what is worse than the fact that the man is lying is how does this sound to a family who just got notification that their son has been shot dead in Iraq? And do they not sit there and say, why has my son been killed? Oh, so that the banks could open up? And the infrastructure is improving? Is that why I gave my son? Oh. Calm down, Mike. Oh, it just infuriates me. Now here he is again. Too stupid to be president remarks on the meeting he just concluded, prior to his comment, with Rumsfeld and Auntie Condoleezza. And here he talks about how he's really pleased with this psychopathic drunk Rumsfeld's performance.
We spent time making sure that our military is configured in such a way as to represent the modern era, which means it will be more likely that the world will be peaceful. A modern, strong, light, active military will make it easier to keep the peace. And after all, that's the objective of the administration, is to promote freedom and peace. And Secretary and his team are doing a really good job for the American people.
They're not doing a damn thing for the American people, Bush. They're working for you and your corporate thugs. Come on. Afghanistan was about a pipeline. Iraq is about oil. The objective of your administration is to promote war. It's to promote chaos. It's to promote hell on earth.
People of the USA. Well, you got your war, just like dear old dad. Another kid's crusade to kill un-Americans. Will your war on
chair finally be won when there's body parts strewn all the kids.
All right, folks, while we have a minute, let's go up to the chopper with Brad Powell, get a traffic update. Brad, what do you see up there?
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Nothing you're going to want to hear about, unfortunately. You can expect major delays on the interstate. An overturned tractor trailer has got traffic backed up for about 25 miles. It's a real bad situation, Scott, but I do have good news.
What's that, Brad?
I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See how much you could save. Visit Geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Hamilton.
And I'm Laura Miller. The axe has fallen on workers in the city of Pittsburgh. In a desperate attempt to keep the city out of bankruptcy, this week Mayor Tom Murphy announced the immediate closing of most non-essential city services and the layoff of 731 workers, or one in every six city employees. All 200 school crossing guards are out of work, and 10% of the police force will be laid off as well. With these cuts and the complete depletion of a $28 million rainy day fund, Pittsburgh will just about break even for the rest of the fiscal year, provided anemic tax revenues and state and federal aid don't continue their decline.
New York City's firefighters smell a rat, thousands of them, in fact. Wet weather coupled with cutbacks in garbage collection have led to an explosion in New York's rodent population, and the city's old firehouses are especially prone to infestations. On Tuesday, a firehouse in Queens was closed permanently after becoming overrun by rats, and on Wednesday, a request from the Uniformed Firefighters Association for information on the pests yielded 17 complaints in only 4 hours.
10 years ago, baggage handlers, ticket agents, and other ground staff at Northwest Airlines took concessions in their contract in exchange for stock in the company. The deal was such that Northwest agreed to buy back the stock at a later date, which would enrich the workers to the tune of $100 million. That date has arrived, but Northwest now says it can't make the transaction, citing the slump in the airline industry. So the workers, represented by the International Association of Machinists, have filed suit to force the buyback and claim their money. They join Northwest flight attendants who sued the airline in June after the company reneged on a similar deal.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit our website, laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Another audio clip from the production meeting. Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
The drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
If we don't care and it shows.
Doug Steffen's Good Day. On the IE America Radio Network.
Be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I work for Jesus all my days, and on the prairie.
One of the big concerns early on was the southern oil fields. And at least in the south, they are secure. And that is positive news for all of us.
No, it's not, George. It's not positive news for the American families who have given their sons for your sacrifice, for your blood ritual, so that you and your crony thug buddies can get your hands on that oil. God, I hate this man.
Oh, you're not supposed to say that on radio, Mike.
All right, now back to Bush with Crazy Rummy at the Prairie Chapel today. A reporter has a question for Too Stupid to Ride a Horse. The question is about the lack of progress in Iraq and the growing U.S. death toll. Here's the question. Mr. President, you talked about progress, but there's some unfinished business in Iraq also. No Saddam, no weapons. 56 soldiers have died in this 100 days, including one last night. What can you tell the American people about how many more soldiers will die? And also, your commander in Iraq said yesterday, 2 years, absolute minimum. Is that an assessment you share?
We suffer when we lose life. I mean, our country is a country that grieves with those who sacrifice. And our heartfelt sympathies and appreciation go to the loved ones of any soldier who's willing to defend the security of the United States, and that's what they're doing in Iraq.
No, they're not. They're defending the security of oil reserves for you and your filthy friends. And by the way, George, what do you mean? What do you mean? Your heartfelt sympathies and appreciation go to the loved ones of any soldier who's willing to defend the security of the United States. You damn sure weren't. You deserted your little champagne unit of the Texas Air National Guard. What were you afraid of, George? Huh? Who went in your place, George? And then you deserted your Air National Guard unit, and you have the audacity 50 years later, or I'm sorry, 30 years later, to stand there and say that your heartfelt sympathies and appreciation go to the loved ones of any soldier who's willing to defend the security of the United States. What did your parents do, George? Huh? What did they do? What did your daddy do to keep your worthless, worthless carcass out of the military? Oh, my God, for you to stand there and make any kind of a comment whatsoever about these young boys who are dying in a useless, worthless war so your friends can get rich. How dare you? How dare you do that? Now he continues to answer that reporter's question about the lack of progress in Iraq and the growing U.S. death toll. And Bush brings up, the click goes off in his little robotic mind. He brings it up again, 9-1-1. Even the war in Iraq had nothing to do with 9-1-1. And when he says he's grateful for the sacrifices of our soldiers, like, I really appreciate all these boys dying for me, I want to leap through the radio and grab something and smash it.
We learned a lesson on September the 11th, and that is our nation is vulnerable to attack. And we were doing everything we can to protect the homeland by making the Homeland Defense Department effective in securing the borders. But the best way to secure America is to get the enemy before they get us.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And that's what's happening in Iraq. And we're grateful for the sacrifices of our soldiers.
It's just incredible, isn't it? Isn't it just incredible? The best way to secure America is to get the enemy before they get us? Well, when do we start bombing China? It's astonishing that this weasel is in the Oval Office. Same reporter here reminds W that he didn't answer the length of time will be in Iraq part of the question. So the reporter asks again, should people expect 2 more years at least? And I want you to listen how, again, W dredges up 9-1-1 and makes a very telling psychological slip of the tongue.
You know, the American people should suspect that this administration would do what is necessary to win the war on terror. That's my pledge to the American people. They have got to understand that I will not forget the lessons of September the 11th. And those lessons are loud and clear. That there are people who want to inflict harm on the American people. We lost 3,000-plus on that fateful day.
Because of Iraq?
And, I made the pledge to the American people and the families and those who grieved that we will hunt down the terrorists wherever they are and bring them to justice. And that's what we're going to do.
What a thug. What a brain-dead thug. He says, you know, the American people should suspect this administration. We'll do what is necessary. Interesting choice of words, Bush. And then he says, we lost 3,000 plus on that fateful day, not because of the Iraqis, because of your business partners, George, the Saudis, funding, financing, and supporting 15 of the 19 terrorists who came to this country and murdered 3,000 Americans and people from 50 different countries. And now you're blocking the investigation of all of that, George. How dare you? How dare you talk about the families who suffered on September 11th, 2001? How dare you talk about the families of the military, the soldiers who are being shot dead, so that you and your disgusting friends can make money from the oil that belongs to Iraq? How dare you? Do you, you know, I say it so many times in this program that Republicans, conservatives, and the Bush crime family, they have no moral center. They have no sense of ethics. They are mass killers. They are dead at the core. They are totally amoral. And I know this to be the truth. I know this to be a fact. And yet when I hear him make these kinds of statements that come from that part of his soulless being that does nothing more than verify what a lot of us know, that these people are filthy and amoral, it still shocks. It still shocks to hear the cavalier way he refers to the families of the 3,000 dead in this country. The cavalier, disgusting, contemptible, pandering, condescending way he talks about soldiers. Soldiers who joined the military, most of them for the education, for the money for education, for the training, for the skill, for a job, and then they find themselves in, for God's sake, Iraq, dying so George Bush and his friends can take the oil. Or they find themselves in Afghanistan, dying so George Bush and his friends can build a pipeline so they can get the oil in Central Asia. It's unbelievable. Mr. President, you've given us an update on Iraq and progress in the stabilization there. At this point, are you able to give us even a ballpark estimate of what it may cost, say, in the next fiscal year, you know, money? And will Americans be the ones who bear most of the cost of that? Now, what's interesting about his answer here is how at the end of this half-witted explanation, he turns to Rumsfeld and asks him if he's using the right word. I guess Karl Rove wasn't there to prompt him in his earpiece.
2 points there. One, we generally don't do our estimates on the back of an envelope. In other words, by that I mean the commanders in the field will be dealing with the Secretary of Defense. Jerry Bremer will be bringing recommendations. And, of course, we'll go to the Congress in order to fund any requests, and the requests will be well thought out.
Yeah,
and so therefore this is the budgeting process is one that's ongoing. It's an iterative process, I guess is the best way to put it. Iterative is the right word, you think?
Iterative? Iterative? What the hell is the word? Oh my God. Now in this clip, first Rummy and then too stupid to do anything, both answer the question. Mr. President, for you and the Secretary there, please. Secretary Rumsfeld, did you authorize Pentagon officials to hold some secret talks with Iran-Contra figure Manachar Gurbanifar in order to push for a regime change in Iran? And, Mr. President, do you think that's a good idea? And is the new policy, the new official policy of your government, regime change in Iran?
I had not had a chance to see these articles, article that I guess exists. I did get briefed by Condi and Larry DeRita here a minute ago, and my understanding is that some one or two Pentagon people were approached by some people who had information about Iranians that wanted to provide information to the United States government, that a meeting did take place. It was more than a year ago. Such a meeting did take place, and the information was moved around the interagency process to all the departments and agencies, and it dropped. That is to say, as I understand it, there wasn't anything there that was of substance or of value that needed to be pursued further. Well, we support the aspirations of those who desire freedom in Iran.
Oh, shut up and sit down. But isn't it interesting the way Rumsfeld, he never knows, huh? Oh, yeah, what? Oh, I haven't read the articles. I just got briefed a few minutes ago. I don't know. Oh, one or two Pentagon people were approached by some people. I don't know. More than a year ago. This meeting, I don't know. There was nothing there. Isn't it this patronizing, condescending attitude that Rumsfeld has, and he comes by it honestly. He hates America. He hates the press. He hates the American people. He despises soldiers. Let them all die is Rumsfeld's point of view, as long as he gets what he wants, which is power and military bases. Soldiers are of no value. You heard him say it out of his own filthy, putrid mouth. Referring to draftees, of course. They're of no value. How many of those names on the wall in Vietnam that Rumsfeld managed to dance away from are, well, he had experience in Korea. He was a desk jockey in Korea. He could have offered his services at Cameron Bay or someplace, right? How many of those names on that wall, you thug, are draftees? Jeez, it's just... I don't know why we play these sound bites, Kathy. I don't think the folks who listen to this program really care, and all they do is just make me want to smash stuff, you know. And you have to leave here with me in about 15 minutes, you know. That's why Kathy always drives home at night. I don't dare get behind the wheel of a car. Reporter, Mr. President, what's your response to the Democrats, including Al Gore yesterday, and some of the Democratic presidential candidates who say that the American people were misled? Now, first of all, the question. You know, this little rat butt kisser who's asking the question, some of the Democratic presidential candidates who say the American people were misled in advance about the war, what are you talking about, you little butt kisser? It's not just, what are you giving the impression nine people are questioning the lies? No, not misled. Lied to. But this is one of the crack White House press corps, so you expect this kind of a question. Mr. President, what's your response to Democrats, including Al Gore yesterday? You know, that old bastard Al Gore, and some of the Democratic presidential candidates, oh, just a crew of losers, who say that the American people were misled, can you imagine, in advance of the war about the reasons for going to war. That you said, you know, disarming Iraq was the main purpose, but since then no weapons of mass destruction have been found. What about it, Mr. President? May I lick your boots after you answer?
It's pure politics.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of people running for president. And it's pure politics.
Yeah.
American people know that
you know,
we laid out the facts. We based the decision on sound intelligence. And they also know we've only been there for 100 days, and we're making progress. A free Iraq is necessary for is an integral part of the war on terror.
Yeah.
And as far as all this political noise, it's going to get worse as time goes on, and I fully understand that. And that's just the nature of democracy. Sometimes pure politics enters into the rhetoric.
You thug. And in this soundbite, he says, we've only been there for 100 days. No, George, you just said a few minutes ago that this is our 100th day since major military operations have ended. So, you know, in the course of 10 minutes, this stupid man, this man who's sending how many people to their deaths? He did it as governor of Texas. He's doing it as the illegal, immoral president of the United States. How many people has George Bush sent to hell? How many people are dead, lying in a grave, in a coffin, in a box someplace, both here, Afghanistan, Iraq? How many dead people? How many Israelis and Palestinians are dead because of George Bush's policies? This guy is a mass killer. You wonder why I call him a mass killer? Surely you jest. But he is so disconnected from reality. He can say, well, the shooting just stopped 100 days ago. And then 10 minutes later say, well, we've only been in this war for 100 days. Which indicates what? I'll tell you what it indicates, truth seeker. It indicates that he doesn't give a damn. How many people died? I don't know. I don't care. Go see Condoleezza Rice. Go see Rumsfeld. It's not, you know, it's not my area of expertise. I'm the president. My job is to raise money so I continue to be president. So we continue to destroy this economy, this country, and this planet. I am Satan. I am the Antichrist. I am death loosed on this planet. Oh, you think that's too strong? Last question, this one for Rummy. Reporter asks about the need for more troops to fight Bush's unending global oil wars. The reporter says, Mr. President, we got time to do this? Are you satisfied that maybe after reviewing our force strength that American forces are stretched a little bit too thin by the war on terrorism, or maybe potentially could be down the road?
We have found there are literally two or three, well, about two dozen things we can do that reduce stress on the force. And the cost of adding in strength is significant. The time it takes to bring them in, recruit them, train them, equip them,
kill them.
Means there's a significant lag. So it's not something one does quickly.
Yeah.
On the other hand, our country can afford to pay for forces at the level that can help defend and protect us. And
no,
to the extent
Jesus.
At any point it looks as though an end strength increase is appropriate, we obviously would recommend it, but we certainly don't see the evidence of that at the present time.
Yeah, they're not all dead yet. We haven't used up the current forces, you know, end strength, so we'll wait. That was Rumsfeld, of course. It is so sick, is it not, to listen to these people?
I know what it means to hug mothers and wives.
The Prince of Darkness any longer.
And we're playing all your favorites, but right now I have a pair of free tickets to tonight's big concert for the third caller. Oh, let's go to the phone lines. They are heating up, and let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Ms. Shannon Johnson?
Yes, yes it is.
Oh, you sound very excited.
I am.
Well, Ms. Johnson, I have good news.
I'm the third caller.
No. I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
What does most political talk radio sound like?
Good morning and welcome to my show.
I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
A little self-centered.
We're not going to take any calls right now because I want to talk. Remember, the show was at its best when it's more me and less of you.
Not very listener friendly.
We're talking about all the progress we've made in Iraq. Tom in Seattle, you're on the air. Make it quick.
Yeah, I don't really agree with what you said about...
And I don't agree with you calling my show. Let's get it clear, people. If you don't agree with me, then you must be a communist.
A little one-sided.
The fact is that the Dixie Chicks should be sent to Iraq to live in a cave.
Okay, with Osama. Jeff in California, you're on the air. Make it quick.
I have a comment on how the U.S. has completely forgotten about Osama bin Laden.
No, you don't have a comment, Jeff. But what you do have is the privilege to listen to my show. And you're abusing it. And I am offended.
All around bad radio.
Says you.
But there is an alternative.
What?
You can get the best of progressive talk radio on the only progressive talk radio network there is, i.e. America Radio Network. For more information, go to ieamericaradio.com.
You'll be back.
No, they won't.
Yes, they will.
Get out of here.
Don't touch me.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to ieamericaradio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's ieamericaradio.com.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Making the pie higher so that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's Mike Malloy.
I don't know why we do play those sound bites. I've had people email over the course of the last 6 or 7 months and just say, you know, why play that garbage? I guess the reason we do it is because they're not played by major media. They will do anything in their power to cover up this jackass's ineptitude, his inability to put together a coherent sentence, much less govern. Established media in this country will cover up the fact that Bush is the punk puppet out front, and the real force, the Bush crime family, the one put together by Pappy Bush all those years ago, is just raping this country, raping the Middle East, the Far East, Central Asia, just anything they can get their hands on. You know, how long do these people stay alive? For God's sake, don't most of them look old and decrepit? Every time I see Kissinger, every time I see Poppy Bush, every time I see these people, they look like ghouls. They look like people that died 5 years ago, and yet they're still there wreaking hell and havoc on this country, on this economy, on our military, on our reputation, on our decency, on our honor. But I get people say, why play that stuff, Malloy? Why, you know, why put it out there? And that's the reason, I guess. That's the answer. So that, you know, the 8 or 9 people who listen to this program on a regular basis, at least 8 or 9 of us understand what this monstrous regime is really doing. You know, a chance to hear Bush fumble and stumble and disrespect dead Americans. I mean, he doesn't respect anything. There's nothing. This is the most pro-death dude who's ever sat in the Oval Office. But as I've said before, aside from the brown people and the black people and the people of different colors and hues, these are white people that are dying. Bush doesn't even care about them. You would think that this old pruned out wrinkled racist would care a little bit about other whites. He doesn't care about anybody. Man, it's time for me to go get a drink or six. Program engineer tonight in Detroit by Stephanie Stryker. Don't forget, SkinnerTheWinner.com. Check it out. Produced here in Atlanta, Catherine Bay. Robin Vittman announces for us. Thanks, Mark. Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com for the website. And Jim, our Arkansas Music Bureau Chief, as always, pal, a salute. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday, I hope. Take care. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
See the look on Nancy's face.
What's she doing?
I asked her if she wanted a boogie, and she just gave me this condescending sneer.
Is it the condescending, I don't boogie?
How would I keep up with her?
Right.
Boogieing.
Nancy can boogie. Yeah. Doug, I've never seen you dance.
Kind of looks like a frog in a blender.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows when you come home.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-